AirVenture Oshkosh, already making big news. I'm Paul Platt, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature. My guest today is Adam Smith, who is the membership vice president for the Experimental Aircraft Association. But his duties, as this time of year approaches, I'm guessing, Adam, tend to get more and more usurped by things related to AirVenture.
Yeah, the snow's still lying on the ground here in Oshkosh, Paul, but we're definitely starting to look forward now to late July and early August when the sun will be shining and the airfield full here. And this is definitely the time of year when all the action starts to happen in terms of features and attractions at AirVenture. And that's one of my side jobs here at Oshkosh, is to help our staff pull together the different interesting things that come and excite people during the event.
I'm not sure that sounds like a side job, but if you say so, okay.
Well, I mean, one of the just fantastic things about EAA as an organization is, it actually amazes me still. I've been with the organization 7 years now, but it still amazes me how so much gets done, and somehow you don't really know how it happens, but you've got wonderful volunteers pulling together, a great staff pulling together, and somehow it all seems to happen. And I'm not quite sure the part that I play in some ways, but I attend a lot of meetings.
All right. Well, you guys managed to pull it off, I'll say that. Now, if there was anybody out there who did not know what AirVenture was like, I just found out in your notes here, there's a 17-minute movie about AirVenture coming out, narrated by Harrison Ford. Tell us about that, and where can people see it?
That's something we're very excited about. This past summer, we had a film crew on site, and they basically documented the entire event in high definition. And it was actually a project that we did for our museum here in Oshkosh. We have a high-definition movie theater, and we needed some new content for it. So the film crew were given a brief to go into the event and try and find the heart and soul of Oshkosh. So don't just capture what we tend to capture, which is the hugeness of the event and the air show and all the planes and things like that, but talk to the people, get in the campgrounds, talk to the participants at the event, try and find the heart of what makes Oshkosh so special. So they worked on that, and in November we sat in our theater in the museum and watched it, and everyone that saw the film just went, wow, they really captured in these 17 minutes what our event is all about. And we feel so strongly about it that we've decided to sort of distribute it as far and as wide as possible. And also, we asked Harrison Ford if he would help us to bring a little bit of showbiz to it by doing the narration. And he very kindly agreed to do it, and he really added something. He's got a great, great voice, but also, as is well known, his passion for aviation and for EAA and Oshkosh really came through. So burned, I think we've got an order in for 70,000 discs that we'll be distributing far and wide to EAA chapters and our various interest groups. But for anyone, you'll be able to see it free of charge on the internet. So in I think about 10 days' time, we will be putting out a press release and letting people, pointing people at the website where this will be available. It's not something we're trying to make money out of. I guess we could have tried to sell it because it's a brilliant, brilliant film, but I think we decided this is something that we'll use. We just want as many eyeballs in the world to see this great film, and we believe in it very strongly. So, as you can probably tell, I'm quite excited about it. Because, as you can tell from my accent, I'm not American by birth, and I took a copy of this film home at Christmas time to show my friends and family. And for me, it was the first time I've ever been able to show, when people say, what do you do, and what's this event, this air show thing that you're involved with, I just find it so hard to explain what Oshkosh is, because it's not an air show, it's just something
right
that transcends air shows,
Well, it's an air show with a flea market. No, that's not it either.
So I showed my friends and family the film, and they just went, okay, now I get it, and so that was, it was quite cool for me, actually.
Has EAA identified among people who are likely to be candidates to come to Oshkosh, a problem where people don't get it? Do they think it's just a big air show? Is there a particular mission for this movie?
Well, I think, you know, one of the opening quotes in the movie from one of the participants is you can't explain it to someone. You've just got to come. And I think, you know, even the best movie in the world will not replicate the experience of actually coming to Oshkosh. I think anyone that's ever been will never forget just how blown away they were the first time they came. And I think you'll never truly be able to explain it to someone. But it is a problem that we have, you know, when you're trying to explain it to someone that has no idea what you're talking about. How do you know, it's a tough one. So you tend to talk about it in terms of the numbers, you know, the number of airplanes and how huge it is and how many acres it takes up. But I think what we felt was that sort of misses the point. Our founder, Paul Pobrezny, his famous phrase is, it's the airplanes that bring us together, but it's the people that keep us coming back. And I think that's very true for AirVenture, that it's really a very intimate human experience that people have, the friendships they make, the fun they have while they're here. And that's the thing that we felt we've been able to capture in this film a little bit. And that's the bit we feel good about.
Well, let me get into some of the specifics of what's going to be at AirVenture this year, because one thing that in particular made me want to talk to you today is the announcement that Virgin Galactic is going to have a display there. Obviously not flying machines, but very detailed large models of Spaceship Two and White Knight Two. Tell us how that came about.
Well, as I'm sure most of your listeners know, we've had a great relationship with Virgin Galactic ever since they started. In fact, I think they announced their existence here at Oshkosh really in 2005 when Spaceship One and White Knight were here. So we've had a good relationship with the group, and obviously the connection to Burt Rutan and everything that he's accomplished here at Oshkosh and in our organization is very well known. And I had the great pleasure of being out in New York a couple of weeks ago when they had the big press conference to unveil the designs of Spaceship Two and White Knight Two. At that point, we had a good talk with the Virgin people, and they expressed that they'd really like to be back at Oshkosh this year in quite a big way, because it's, you know, their project is now reaching the point where it's becoming real. It's not pictures in magazines or faked up videos. They're really building real spaceships.
Yeah, the caption that says "Artist's Conception" does not appear anymore.
Yeah, so they will. You know, we'll be announcing a little bit later in the year the full extent of Virgin Galactic's participation in Oshkosh. But what we do know at this point is that the wonderful large scale models that they unveiled in New York will be here, and they'll be bringing various members of their staff to be announced. We're hoping we'll be able to meet some of the people that have been trained to fly the new spaceship and that will be involved in the whole flying side of it. And it's a very exciting thing. We put a little video up on our website last week about, you know, that it was kind of one of these mission. It was a sample mission in Virgin Galactic, and that's the most watched video we've ever had on the EAA website. And I think that tells us something about the interest that people have in space travel.
Oh yeah, and the Burt Rutan story, you're right, in connection with EAA is a great story. We're talking today with Adam Smith, who is the membership vice president for the Experimental Aircraft Association, but more importantly, this time of year his focus turns to Oshkosh. And we'll talk more about what's going to be at AirVenture this year in a moment. I'm Paul Platt. You're listening to a special feature from AeroNews.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888 888- 888-359-3220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. Clarity Aloft headsets are known for the superior clarity of sound. They're lightweight but rugged enough to meet military specifications. Best of all, they boast better noise reduction than ANR in the speech frequencies that matter most to you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Platt, talking today with Adam Smith, who is EAA's membership vice president and also oversees putting together the list of attractions that are going to be at AirVenture each year. Adam, one of the things that I discovered on your list here that sounds fascinating, I know you can't talk specifics, but unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, doing a flight into Oshkosh. One of the big things people have talked about as a concern for general aviation about the proliferation of unmanned aerial vehicles, especially as they're being implemented by local law enforcement agencies, is the potential for interference with GA operations, manned GA operations. I would guess if you're talking about flying them into Oshkosh during AirVenture Week, Whitman Regional Airport becomes the busiest airport in the world that week. I would guess that they figured a few things out.
Yeah. It is actually one of the things we're looking at for this upcoming year, and you are absolutely correct, Paul. There is concern out there about the safety of UAVs in the national airspace system, and it's actually been very interesting as we've started. You know, we've been approached by a couple of people that would like to fly a UAV into Oshkosh, and I think one of the reasons they would like to do it is to demonstrate that it's possible and that it's safe and it can and it's something that can be accomplished, at the world's busiest airport without any risk to anyone. So obviously it's something that we'll scrutinize and work with FAA on. And if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But it's something we're very interested in, and I guess I call them like non-union aeroplanes.
No.
We've never had one in the event before, and it's part of aviation now. And if there's one thing that we know when we survey our members and the attendees at the event, they are very, very interested in things that are new, forward-looking, and contemporary in aviation. And I think if we ignore the reality that UAVs are a part of aviation now, we're missing something. So that's certainly something that we're working on at this time.
All right. Now, one of the things that's a big deal at AirVenture is that any significant anniversary in aviation or aerospace is celebrated. We have a few big ones this year. Let's start with NASA's 50th anniversary.
Yeah, I mean, that's an excellent anniversary, isn't it? I mean, if we think about the legacy and everything that NASA has brought to aviation and to space over the last 50 years, it's a tremendous legacy. And I think it's something that works really well for AirVenture, because we're not just about airplanes, we're about people. And what we can do with the NASA story is we can bring in, we're working with NASA on, looking at the inventory of aircraft that they're currently flying, and I'm sure we'll get a great selection of interesting NASA research vehicles coming to the event. But it's also an opportunity to, to talk to people, and this year we will be, the NASA administrator has accepted an invitation to speak at AirVenture. We're working with Michael Griffin on exactly when and where he'll speak, but that looks pretty certain. And it's also an opportunity to, look back at some of the great astronauts and some of the great test pilots of NASA's history. So, things like Theater in the Woods and our forums, I'm sure, will be well populated with NASA stuff.
All right. Now, there are a couple of 50th anniversaries of specific aircraft this year, the Nanchang CJ-6A, the Piper Comanche. Will there be... Do you anticipate having primarily static displays about the aircraft and possibly participation as a group fly-in by owners of the type?
Yeah, every year we we look at the different anniversaries that pop up, and so as you say, this year we've got I know there's great interest from the owners group of the Nanchang CJ6A. They're interested in bringing sort of 50 CJ6As into Oshkosh for the 50th anniversary. Mm-hmm. We're talking to the Piper Comanche owners, and it's the 70th anniversary of the T6 this year and the 10th anniversary of Cirrus Design. So something that we try and do every year is work with all the different owners groups and enthusiast organizations and try and open up opportunities. It can become difficult because we've only got a limited number of mass arrival slots, and the logistics of doing the mass arrivals into Oshkosh is quite significant. So we have to ration just how much of that we can do, but hopefully we can make it a fun experience for everyone and a social experience too.
All right, now you're going to repeat the popular fly-in movie theater this year. Do you have any idea what you'll be showing?
The fly-in movie theater has been tremendous success for us the past couple of years. Ford and Eclipse have been wonderful sponsors in helping us put the whole thing together. And we're at that phase this year where we're starting to look at, okay, what great movies haven't we shown yet, and what might the program look like. And as anyone that's been to the program will know, it's not just about showing a great movie. We try and pull in people that were associated with the movie and either in it or can be connected to it in some way. So this year, I know one that we've definitely got coming is the flight of the Gossamer Albatross, which was the Paul McCready film. It won an Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
In the 1970s, and I think we're going to be there's been a new print made of that film, and I think we'll have the people that actually made the film and won the Oscar with it. And we've got a whole bunch of other invites out there, and we'll be announcing those different things as they come in through the year.
Now, one of the things that's brand new this year, tell me if you've got it ironed out yet, is advance online tickets. How will this work?
I guess just like people are familiar with lots and lots of events now, it started to become an expectation that people can have, can buy an advance ticket to a concert or an outdoor event or whatever. And so within the next couple of weeks, we're hoping to put online a new facility so that people can reserve their AirVenture ticket in advance, and that's something that we've been asked about quite a lot in recent years, and something that we're pleased to be able to do this year.
Now, is this? I have to be honest with you, I have never seen much of a line except maybe first thing in the morning on a day when AirVenture was open. Is this something that will save people a lot of time, or will there be a discount if they buy them online? How will that work?
I think we're working on a program where there'll be a discount to incentivize people to make the purchase early. It'll help them with the lines as well. At a peak time, actually, we do have some lines at the event. However much we try to keep them to a minimum, but I think for a lot of people, they just like to, get one task out of the way before they come. It's one less thing they have to do when they get here. And as I say, it just seems to be something that becomes it's becoming an expectation. People like to do it in advance, be well prepared and well planned, and we're responding to that really.
Okay, one final question, and that has to do with housing, because if you're going to come to Oshkosh and you don't live in the immediate region, I have to tell anybody who has not been there, what you really want to do is take a week's vacation and come and stay for as much of the week as possible. It'll take you a week to see the whole thing. But if you're going to do that, you have to stay somewhere. Is housing still available even this late in the year? Or, what should people do if they're looking for a place to stay?
Yeah, the housing is something that, some people, it has something of a fearsome reputation, that it's like really difficult to get housing at Oshkosh.
Right.
But particularly at this time of the year, and things aren't too bad until you get into about May or June. There's hotel availability. So if you want a hotel, the Oshkosh Visitors and Convention Bureau website has got a good list of everything. And it'll actually, they've got a real-time list of how many rooms are available at each hotel. And I think there's pretty decent availability at this time of the year. But eventually, you know, the closer you get to the event, the more scarce the hotels get. And by the time the week comes along, we're actually booking hotels as far as 50 miles away. So the closer you get to the event, the more compelling some of the alternatives become. And actually, one of the ones that I recommend a lot to people is to rent a house in the local area. It's a good sort of, there's a wonderful selection of local houses that people can rent, and the local residents keep them in great shape, and it's a great program, and it can be quite an affordable way to have a nice place to stay and air conditioning and all that kind of stuff. But I think the real, you know, the ultimate way to do Oshkosh is to camp here.
And you're right.
We have never run out of camping space, and I don't think there's any likelihood that we ever will. And you know, more and more what we're hearing from people is that it's the way to go when you come to Oshkosh, because okay, yeah, you're in, you know, you're camping, so you lose some of the conveniences of modern life, but the social experience, the camaraderie, is something that people really, really appreciate. So, you know, and we do the best we can with the conveniences too. We've got a lot of, you know, things like wireless internet that's free of charge in there, and we're always working to improve the amenities and the shower facilities and electrical hookups and things like that. So I think there's some pretty decent options with housing, and I certainly wouldn't ever want someone to feel that, you know, don't come to Oshkosh because there isn't housing, because that is definitely a myth. There's somewhere to stay for everyone. And usually I've got about 10 people staying in my house, you know, that come over from England. And
well, nuts. That answers my next question. Listen, Adam, we really appreciate this advance heads up on your venture this year. I know the EAA.org site is the one that people know. There is a separate website just for AirVenture.
Yes, there is, airventure.org, and that's the one we keep up to date with all the latest news, photographs, videos, etc. And the more time goes on, the more that website is become, you know, the visitation we get to it is absolutely enormous, literally millions of people through the year. So it's something that this year we'll be paying a lot of attention to and trying to keep updated pretty much on a daily basis from now until the event, with all the different attractions, large and small. Today we've talked about a few of the things that I'm able to talk about at this time. I'm somewhat frustrated because in the nature of my work here, we've got some very, very exciting things that potentially could be happening at Oshkosh this summer. As I'm sure people know, there are often some very unusual aircraft show up and exciting announcements, and I've actually got probably the best selection of those opportunities that I've ever seen in my several years of working on this, but can't talk about them today because we want to be sort of honest in the way we run the event and not to prematurely announce things or get people excited about things that are only have a 90% chance of happening or whatever. So we try only to announce things when they're definite. But believe me, be excited about Oshkosh 2008, because there are some really cool things in the pipeline, and I'm confident that that at least several of them will emerge a little bit later in the year.
Well, it sounds to me like, Adam, we need to get back in touch in a few weeks and talk more about this.
Yeah, you watch out for those press releases, Paul, because I think there's going to be some good ones.
All right. Well, listen, Adam, thanks very much for taking a few minutes out of your busy day to talk to our listeners, and we look forward to seeing you at AirVenture this year.
Okay, thanks very much, Paul.
Adam Smith is the Experimental Aircraft Association's Membership Vice President and oversees attractions for AirVenture Oshkosh. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. On the web, you'll find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.